It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
I beat you to it. Ha ha.
Fine.
My Espanol's on fire this week.
En fuego.
En fuego. I was going to say that till you beat me
to it. I beat you to it.
I don't know how to say you beat me to it, so I'll save that for next week. It's Allie and DZ, and today on the show, is today the day we get to go? Yes, big concert announcement at 9 a.m. I'm so excited about this.
Is today the day we get to?
Today's the day! And we're very excited about this concert. Yep. Very excited about this. So 9 a.m., that concert announcement. But coming up next, DZ, I have something I want to share with the class because I went to therapy yesterday and I learned something that I feel like we could all benefit from about how we take care of ourselves.
You got another mousketeer for the arsenal here in the mental health world?
This is my Oprah aha moment of the week. And I'd like to share with everybody.
Bet.
Another one. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. DZ, I went to therapy yesterday and I realized I don't talk about it enough on this show. We've always talked about mental health on this radio station and on this show, and I've been open about it for over 10 years, even when the stigma was way worse and I'm sure people were thinking bad things. Now it's a little bit more acceptable to say I went to therapy and people understand you might not have anything bad happening. You're just exercising your brain sometimes.
Now it's welcome. You know what I'm saying? Before it was a don't talk about it. Now it's like, okay, no, we should talk about it.
Everybody should be in therapy. I don't care. That's my personal opinion. But that being said, I went to my therapist and I've known her. I mean, she's been my therapist since I got divorced, which was 10 years ago. And it's great because she's kind of watched me go through all these changes and evolutions and bettering myself and then back down in the gutter again and then back up and then back down in the gutter again.
The roller coasters of life, baby. She's been your A1 since day one and been there for every day since.
For real. Like, I really want to go to her funeral. That's how I feel about my therapist.
My gosh.
Like, you know, you're not supposed to have a relationship, but I want to know her, you know? So anyway, so I'm there yesterday and I'm talking to her about self-care and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm taking care of myself enough. Yeah. She's like, well, what do you mean? I go, well, is it okay if I go, you know, the whole weekend and I don't shower? She goes, that's what you mean? I go, I don't know. She goes, did you go anywhere? I go, no. Is that a problem? She goes, no, but hold on. She goes, first of all, you don't necessarily, she goes, my daughter's giving me so much crap about showering every day because it's so bad for a lot of our skin and our hair, you know, some of us, and you got to be careful. And I go, I get that. She goes, but when we talk about self-care, everyone goes to these places that is not necessarily self-care for someone. They'll be like, I didn't meal prep or I didn't go to the gym. Or I didn't, you know, wash my face today or whatever it is, right? And she's like, but self-care is not always these little things like that. She goes, self-care is about boundaries. How much? She goes, that's when we're really taking care of ourselves. She goes, you just came in here and told me a long story about how well you had been sticking to your boundaries with you know, relationships and people you had been involved in, with my father, with guys with guys I've been dating. I've had all these like boundaries in place lately and I've been really good. She goes, Allie, that's self-care. She goes, it's
right there.
And I go, and I had this moment. She goes, we do this to ourselves always. I didn't meal prep. I didn't grocery shop. Did you eat? Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. So who cares?
Did you have clothes on? Yeah. She's so like, it doesn't matter that you ain't do that laundry this week.
She's like, doesn't matter. She's like, that's not self-care for most people. Is it, I value how I treat my body. Then it does matter if you meal prepped and went to the gym. You know, what are your things?
Right.
For me, a lot of it is boundaries. And then upholding those and not being triggered by them and sticking to them. And that's something I've been working hard on. So I was like, you're right. We go out to all these places about self-care and we're missing the mark half the time. It's different for everybody.
Like, Let me ask, I was going to say, do you feel like you're almost worried about societal self-care and the perception that you're not taking care of yourself
yes.
to an exterior opinion? Because it's like,
yes.
bet, everybody can be judgmental as they want to be, but exactly what your therapist is saying, your self-care is your self-care, and can't nobody decide what self-care is for the self unless they're talking about themselves, right?
Right.
So if you're going, oh man, I'm not meal prepping, I'm not going to the gym, I didn't shower for the last 48 hours, whatever. Somebody else might look at you and go, dang, are you okay?
Right.
Oh, my. And that's what's making you feel that way? Or do you feel like it's something else?
It's somebody else looking at me and saying that. It's societal, without a doubt. And that's kind of where she
societal.
Went. She's like, everything is based on what you think you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, I mean, look at me today, DZ. I am in a normal outfit, which is sweats and a big sweatshirt. And I might look in the mirror and judge myself and go, ooh, you're not taking care of yourself. But that I feel just fine. So again, it goes
you're
back.
Not dressed. You're not. You ain't got makeup on. Oh my gosh. Wow, Allie, you're not ready.
See?
That's societal imposition, baby.
And she said to me, and I will give it this, a lot of men do a lot, I know, but she said at one point, she goes, you're listing off all these things. You think about my husband worried if he meal prepped this week? She goes, you think the men are out there going, oh, I didn't go to the grocery store and do the haul? We worry about all this stupid stuff that is really just not that important. You know, the grocery, and then you put the pressure on yourself, and then you start spiraling and you go, oh, I'm not doing well. She looked at me, she goes, do you think you're depressed? I go, no. She goes, well, I don't think you're depressed either. So what's the problem?
So why are you feeling this way then? Because you're not.
It's basically
you're telling yourself other people might think you are.
She's like, why are you so hard on yourself? I go, I don't know. I go, I thought that this was normal. You know, I thought that we all do this. So
yes and no, man. Yes and no.
What do you think? No?
Well, and personally, I don't know. It's a little much because think about it from my angle, man. Something I've realized recently, especially about mental health, especially about sharing and talking to people, you got to be careful what you say to somebody because some people might not understand exactly what you mean by what you're saying and take it out of context. Again, the societal perception. You out here talking to too many different people that really ain't got nothing to do with you. You say too much. You say the wrong thing. People are going to assume things about you and then start making assumptions about your life, right? Like oversharing sometimes for me is a problem because I got not necessarily not no filter. I know when to filter myself, but I will tell people what I'm thinking. I'll tell people what's going on. I'll tell people how I feel, right? And I've had instances in recent and in past where it just feels like I've divulged a little too much and it's made people go or change their thoughts or change their actions around me. And I hate when that
happens. That's the stigma.
I don't like when people start to act different around me for any reason.
That's the stigma.
Or whatever
though.
Reason.
That's the stigma. That's
what
someone
do you mean?
That's someone you opening up or sharing of something about mental health and then you either you're projecting that they're judging you differently now because you shared with them or they are treating you differently because they have their own stigma about mental health. So sometimes people going, I'm not doing well or, you know, I want you say stuff. People will it depends on the person you're dealing with, how they seriously they take it. Some people go take mental health very seriously and some don't take it seriously at all. You know,
you don't even got to be talking about mental health, but you could just say, man, I'm not having a great day. And somebody might go, oh, well, do this differently or do that. And like, no, I was just sharing what was going on instead of giving you the superficial. No, I'm good. I say, no, I'm not. I'm having an okay day. It's not great. I'm not whatever. And then they go, oh, what's wrong? I wasn't doing that. I wasn't here to chime in and have you try to give me a whole session. I was just letting you know.
Okay, like, well, I'm about to humble you out. I'm about to humble you out for a second. If somebody's worried about you, let them be worried about you, DZ. That means somebody cares about you. And so
I don't need people worried about
you
me.
You don't want to tell them, though. You just want them to listen and leave you alone, which is a lot of people. A lot of times people just want to vent and they don't need the questions. And that's kind of
I'm not even looking.
You're
nope.
like, no.
I'm not even looking to vent. I'm just, if you're asking me a question, I'm going to give you an honest answer. I'm not looking to change your outlook about me or what's going on in my day or my life because I tell you honestly what I got going on. If I'm not having a great day, I don't need you to treat me differently or talk to me differently or go about me around differently or I'm feeling some type of way.
You're overthinking
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
could
talk just regular degular.
I do understand, but I think you are overthinking someone just caring about you and wanting to make sure you're okay. I get that you don't need the advice. You don't want to vent. But if someone's worried about you when you say you're not having a good day, that means people love you. That doesn't mean people are, come on. I get dog,
this whole
saying.
Point's being, but never mind, Brett.
I completely
I'm
understand.
The whole point of what I'm trying to say is getting missed.
Let me
like,
say it
I don't
and leave
need
me alone.
That different treatment.
I get it.
Yes, I'm being honest. Too many people go
it.
About the day and go, I'm great.
I'm good.
And then everybody fakes it. Nah, bro, if I'm telling you I'm not having a great day, I'm just being direct.
Yes.
I don't want that to change our dynamic of the day. I don't want that to make any of the day go differently. I don't need that. I'm just being direct. If more people were direct about how they're going about, we would all still probably continue on about our day in a better way if we just let it be. Instead, everybody's expecting you're either good or you're not good. And if you're not good, everybody wants to fix it. I don't need it fixed. I'm just telling you I'm not having a 9 out of 10 day. I'm not having a 10 out of 10. So my day's
well
a 5
noted.
Out of 10, a 6 out of 10. That's okay.
I learned that.
You know what I'm saying?
Next time you say you're having a bad day, I'm not asking another word, dude. That's
fantastic.
What I picked up that, from this.
That's how it should be.
Don't care. But then I feel like a bad friend. That's all I'm saying. If I don't say
well,
anything.
It's not. I
that's,
got you.
That's
I feel
what
you.
I'm trying to explain to you. Is like it's hard it. For people to care about you. Just go, okay, you're having a bad day. See you later. That's not a normal reaction to people.
But
you
if
wanna,
it's my,
I
if
get
it's
it.
Not
it's your
my
bad
good day.
Leave
it's,
me alone.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying leave me alone. I'm just saying
you're
we don't
stubborn.
Always have to fix everybody's things.
I
you
get
feel
that.
Me?
I get that. All right. So somebody texted in and said, self-care is staying divorced, Barbie. Amen to that. Somebody texted in and said, drink more is my mental stability. That's Angie in Lake Geneva.
Oh, my Lord.
And then somebody said, amen, DZ. Okay, listen. Fine. You guys are having a bad day. Just tell us and we won't say a word ever again. That's what
see,
I
see, you're
up.
Assuming my day's bad. My day's not just, my day's just not perfect.
But I can't, I have to make assumptions because I'm not allowed to ask about it. That's what you told me. See? Then
yeah,
I'm
taking out of context, dog. That ain't it.
Right.
That ain't it at
hey,
all.
I'm taking the L on this one, okay? That's it. Self-care. Good talk.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem today, DZ?
Well, today's going to be a What Should DZ Do edition, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
personal problems. Let's go. Tell me all your problems.
This one happened last night, y'all. And this morning, we're just, I guess, still deciding. I don't know. Like, I feel like we might have already decided, but we got a chance. And let me explain what I'm talking about. A lot of people do the meal subscription boxes. You get food sent right to the house, right?
Like a HelloFresh or any of those.
Whatever.
Yeah, I got
one
you.
Of the, one of those.
There's
exactly.
Many, there's many of them.
There's many. But one of those got delivered to our house last night.
Oh.
Except for the fact is we don't have a meal subscription currently.
Oh.
The problem is that it got delivered same address, one street over.
Did it say it said your address or the one over?
It said our it's so it's the same house number, but it's one street next door, like one street over from our street. It's not our street, it's the next street. And our street names are very similar. And I'm not going to tell you the street name because it's going to basically tell you where I live.
It's fine. I got you. So you got somebody else's meal delivery box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And
we weren't really thinking about it.
Is it the ingredients you cook or they're pre-made meals? I just, for my own visual, I need to know.
These are the ingredients that you cook
Got
yourself.
It. Got it. Okay,
so it's more
on.
Along the like HelloFresh lines, if you will, where they send you all the stuff. It's all in a frozen bag, whatever, in the box, all that good stuff.
So
it's taken care of and guaranteed fresh.
Got somebody else's food. I don't see the problem.
Got somebody else's food, right?
Yeah.
No problem at all, except for the fact is the people live really close to us. Really, really close to us. And their phone number is actually on the box as a part of the delivery. So we could contact them and say, hey, we've got your box. But at the same time, we just want to contact the company and go, hey, the carrier made a mistake. Y'all fix it on y'all end. I'm not going out of my way to go bring somebody. I'm not the delivery service.
Right.
But it's like, what should we do?
You're saying
I don't know if we should return it. Well, yeah.
I mean, if you want to be the moral god of gods, I would return it. But at the same time, you know, if you just call and say, or don't call or anything, the box is going to be considered lost. That's it. Right. They're going to say, we don't know, or maybe we took it to the wrong house, so we have to send you another one anyway. It's not like the company's going to come get it from you and take it to the other house. They're going to resend it. And then the next thing you know, the next problem you're going to have is when all of a sudden the people one street over are like, where's our food? And they smell some pesto garlic in the air. They see the smoke coming from DZ's
house. How you know they got pesto garlic?
Because.
How you know that was one of the meals?
It's so predictable. It's so predictable in today's day and age.
But gee, so hear me out, though. Yeah. The problem is that it's been a few hours now. We didn't want the stuff to go bad by any means, so we opened the box. Does that make it worse?
It just makes you more guilty, but I'm going to receive it because I totally get it. So 414-533-1037. DZ and his wife got somebody else's meal delivery box. They have done nothing about it. What should they do? Should they call? Should they deliver it? Should they keep it? We now know they've already opened it. We now know. DZ.
Can I make one more admittance?
This is your last chance to state your case. Go.
Somebody may or may not have knocked on our door yesterday, and we don't know who it was because we didn't open it. What if it was them coming for their box?
Unbelievable. Oh, man. Straight
to hell.
Should
I return this box?
You're
what do I do?
Straight to hell. We'll talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. That works for calling or text.
You got a problem? You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, hold on. I was just getting off the phone with the post office police to tell him you stole a package.
Hey, chill out, chill out, chill out. You handing me in for the reward money?
I'm handing you in for a free year subscription to whatever business you stole from. DZ and his wife got somebody else's meal delivery subscription box, and now he's wondering, what should he do? We accidentally opened it, and it's for his house down the street, not us.
It's the same address, different street, so I understand the mistake. But it's not my mistake made, bruh. Yeah. And we know it's food that's perishable, so we opened it to put it in the fridge, man, just to keep it safer if we need to return it to the rightful owner.
Well, Lana's in Waukesha. Lana, he just stated his case. Where are you going with this one? Is he guilty as charged?
So, actually, being on the customer and the customer service side of this actual type situation, I mean, you opened it. You might as well just keep it, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they're going to get upset about it, say something to the company. They're going to get reimbursed or maybe another meal. So at the end of the day, you guys both win.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to say, you got it, and we're not sending you another. As if that's
going to be $50.
Like bad in the mail.
Yeah.
Right, right. Hey, now the post office won't make that mistake again. Because listen, Lana, what I'm thinking is this is what would happen. If we contact the people, they're going to be like, oh, well, if you opened it, I don't want the box.
Yeah.
If we contact the company, they're going to go, oh, well, keep the box. We're just going to send them a new one. So who do we contact? At the end of the day, what's really going to happen is we're probably going to end up keeping this food anyway.
Right.
Yep.
Which was your goal. Just admit it, which is the funny part. And that's why it's good.
He knew that's what he wanted at the end of the day.
Lana.
I plead the fifth.
This is not Am I the Jerk. This is What Would DZ Do? And DZ gets to judge himself and say, not the jerk, okay? So that's where we are.
I agree.
What should I have done? Maybe give it back, but that's not what I'm currently doing. Listen, I got a whole bunch of meat in my fridge that I didn't pay for.
Lana, have a great day.
Look at that. Yeah, you guys too.
Bye.
When's dinner, DZ, since you have all that meat you didn't pay for? When are you cooking for me? I'll be over.
Pull up.
I thought Lana was off the air. She's in the background. Yeah, when's dinner?
Me too. So I'm pulling it up. Hey, these are meals for two, y'all. Sorry.
Jessica's in Racine. Hey, Jessica, what do you think DZ should have done when he got accidentally delivered someone else's meal delivery box?
Good morning. I think you should call the company and let them know. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you should call the people and like, hey, I did put it in my fridge.
Too much. I actually go too much on that one. I'm all for doing the right thing, but I feel like you'd have to find them. You'd have to walk a block to their house. It feels like a lot of work.
No, it feels like I'm under the age of two. You tell them to come to you and get the food.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what's conflicting me, because the name and number is on the box. Mm. And it's such an honest mistake, because it's the same house address, just one street over, literally a block over. They live 400 feet in front of our house. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm over here like, dang, is this the karmic retribution that's going to come back and get me? Or is this just a blessing in disguise? Because quite frankly, we hadn't gone to the store. We needed to go grocery shopping. See? That was perfect. Groceries for the week.
But what if the person you stole from didn't go grocery shopping either, DZ? Because they thought they were getting a HelloFresh box or whatever you stole.
I know.
They were waiting
on
their dinner.
They were counting on dinner.
And then you got their box. Oh, DZ.
Oh, dang.
You know what, Jessica? I think we've said enough here today, haven't we?
This whole conversation is just great. I love it.
We're done. DZ's guilty as charged.
Yep.
But Jessica says call the company at least. Okay. Call the company and let them know. They'll rectify it.
We got you. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jessica. Have a great day, girl.
You too. Bye.
All right. Tammy's in Sussex. Tammy, you're last but not least. You heard Jessica say just call the company. What do you think he should do after he got someone else's box?
You got to do both. Call the company and the people.
This is so much work, Tammy, for something he didn't even have to do.
Listen.
Why do I got to call the people?
Because what if they get a box of yours and they know that you kept their box and now they're going to keep your stuff?
Huh. Oh, well, I guess.
As long as nobody calls nobody, we're good. Don't call me. I don't call you. You keep my box. I keep yours.
What's going to happen? Listen, these people are going to call the company.
We found a solution. The saga continues. Never ends, DZ, let me tell you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Well, let me tell you what happened. I made a new friend yesterday, but I'll get to that in a second, because I want to remind everyone we have a big concert announcement at 9 a.m. You and I are both pumped about this.
Geeked beyond belief.
And for many reasons. And I can't wait to talk about it at 9, why we're so excited about this concert announcement. That's all. I don't even know if I was supposed to say it was a concert announcement. I was supposed to say announcement.
Do we care?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
We're too excited. And then we'll have tickets the rest of the week after we make the announcement.
That's right. We ain't just going to announce. We're going to announce.
Boom. Okay, so I made a new friend yesterday, and I feel like we're besties now. I met my postman. Do you remember?
You met your postman?
Do you remember how my mailbox was in the ground from the plows when I got back from New York, just completely buried? I had no mailbox when I got back.
You had no mail because you didn't have no mailbox, right?
I didn't really care. I didn't want the mail anyway, so I just put it on a hold. Literally, put it on a hold and never went to get it.
True, but 100%. I'm hearing your mail is back now because all the snow is gone.
It's gone. So the other day, my mailbox reappeared, and I went, oh, there she is. So I stuck her back, but I only put her in the snow because I couldn't see the hole where she had the snow wasn't totally melted. So I shoved her back in the snow the best I could until I knew she was going to fall when the snow melted, okay?
Mm-hmm, right.
So I get mail for a couple of days, and in those days, my mailman writes me a note. And I was like, oh, we're besties now. He left me a note.
Like a handwritten note?
Handwritten. And do you know what it said?
What did it say?
I will deliver the rest of your mail tomorrow.
I
thought, well, we're friends now. Now you left me a handwritten.
We're bros.
Now you left me a note. Like, it's on.
Do you like me? Yes or no?
I wasn't even going romantic. I just thought me and the postman are besties now.
Do you want to hang out? Yes or no?
Well, then yesterday, of course, the mailbox fell over again. So I went out there and I'm shoving it back in. I'm trying again to get it in the correct hole. This sounds horrible if you don't know we're talking about a mailbox. But
Mailbox.
There's all these big rocks around it that have been used to push it up for years, even though it needs to be correctly installed. Whatever.
Support, but I get it.
I'm trying to put it back up with these rocks, and I see the mailman turn onto my street. I'm like, oh, it's happening. We're going to have an interaction. I'm going to talk to him. This is going to happen. And it's, again, no romantic way, just trying to like talk about my mailbox with this guy. So I see him coming, and you know the stop at the mailbox. Stop at the mailbox. So he's coming closer. He's making his way to my house.
He's making his way. Right.
He gets up. I go, I'm waving like, hi.
Mailman, like,
what is with this chick? And I walked up and I'm like, hi. He's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, I appreciate you delivering my mail. Please have some grace and bear with me, or give me some grace and bear with me, because it's up, but it's half up, my guy. And he started laughing.
It's not up right.
He goes, what you mean? There's rocks around it. You're good. You're good. And I go, well, okay, it's going to fall again, but I'm just letting you know.
Just,
he's like,
just so you know, when you got to write me another note.
He's like, it's all good. I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks. You know, and then I went my other way and I went, oh, me and the mailman, we're besties now. And so
does he seem like a good guy?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, DZ, I said hi and thank you for delivering my mail. Of course he's a great, I know nothing about this person.
That's all you need to know to make a judgment from that man, man. You had a conversation with him. You could tell if he's a good mailman or a bad mailman.
Well, he is Latino, DZ, so I thought you would appreciate that.
Wepa!
I'm like, DZ would love this. But no, I just wanted to tell you, the mailbox saga still is going on at my house, from being plowed over and then still, I mean, how many weeks? That was a month ago. We had that snowstorm. That was a month ago. It was the beginning of January.
Yeah, that was a month ago.
But whatever. Okay, that's all.
Well, at least we're here. You met your mailman. And if anything, you got a new buddy.
And he knows. Oh, and he did say, is that why you put your mail on hold? He did ask me that. And I go, yep. And I go, and
you
I
know your job.
I said, I didn't even realize it came off. I just put it on hold for like indefinitely. And then they just start bringing it. I don't want
They decided,
mail.
They say, no, we're not going to dedicate a room to you, Allie. No, you're getting your mail.
They did. I'm like, I didn't even want the mail. I don't want it.
You and everybody else. Nah, you getting your mail.
I mean, the only thing they still actually mail is the damn water bill, and I'm over that. Can we get over the water bill being mailed to us and do it online, please, God?
I got a theory that all bills are hand-delivered. Somehow, some way, we always get bills in the mail no matter what.
You're not wrong. Am I the Jerk is next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ. You know, you can always send your Am I the Jerks to us. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs. And we'll find them that way. Mm-hmm. This one comes from someone who wants to remain nameless. So give him a name.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Pablo.
Pablo, you got it. Here's what Pablo said. He wants to know if he's a jerk for sending his kid to daycare when he's sick.
Oh.
Yeah, listen to the whole story, though. He said, Allie and DZ.
Wait, who's sick? I'm listening.
Pablo's sick, the dad.
Got it.
I'm running a fever of 101, and I'm struggling over here, so I sent my kid to daycare, knowing he may be carrying what I have, but I need some help, and I'm still working from home. I know I run the risk of spreading something, but at least I'm paying someone to help me instead of throwing a sick kid on a family member. Am I the jerk for sending my kid to daycare when I'm sick?
Ooh.
Pablo. I have thoughts.
I mean, you got thoughts? I got some ideas.
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think? Look, is he a jerk for sending the kid to daycare? Because he's still working, but he's running a fever. And then he's sending his kid.
I initially want to say yeah, because Goofy, you probably shouldn't be working if you're sick. You should be taking care of your kid. You should be taking care of yourself. I don't know if you said the kid was sick, but if you're sick is one thing. If you and the kid are sick, that's another. You feel me?
This is one of those conversations, though, we never would have had before COVID. You know, when like one sibling's sick, I see this at school, where like, well, one sibling's sick, do I send the other one? Like, nobody would have.
That's a good point.
You never even would have thought about that. You just would have sent the other one. It wouldn't even have been a question.
But now quarantining, everybody's contagious. Oh my gosh.
It's like, but everybody has more awareness about just kind of how sickness is spread, even though it's, even if it's just a cold, you know, for a lot of people, you're more aware now of how nasty we all are.
Well, and exactly, more aware, more conscious, and you going, like, keep them germs away from me, bro, please.
Mm-hmm.
But
that being said, you know, we're out of that phase. So I'm like, what are we...
I mean, some people are still worried about it, though, like that. I'm not. I got to be honest, I'm not. This one's a little tough, bro, because you're still working. You are sick. You should be taking care of yourself, but you're more or less going, I'm sending my kid away so that I can still do what I need to do, even though I feel terrible. Mm-hmm. You're making your life easier because you got the means to. Some people don't have the means to do that. And if we're talking like that, then you're a little bit of the jerk, bro. In my head, I don't know.
Yeah.
What
somebody,
do you say?
Somebody texted in, said he's the jerk. Somebody else said, not the jerk. You need to take care of yourself. I'm a little torn here because he's still working. If he was like not working and then said, I'm so sick, I need to send my kid to daycare, you're already dealing with that kid might be spreading it. But really the core is, well, you're still okay enough to work, right? So then why does your kid need to go? Now you're just, I don't know.
Now you're just sending your kid to daycare?
Seems jerky.
I don't know.
Because you're going to circle back in anyway. Then you're going to circle it all back around. This is how it works.
You're just going to keep getting sick.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I don't know. 414-533-1037. That is the number you can call or text. Let us know if Pablo's a jerk for sending his kid to daycare when he's sick. He's still working from home, though, but he's running a fever. We'll talk to you next. Kiss FM.
To be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Pablo wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk for sending his kid to daycare when he's sick, running a fever, but he's still working from home.
Pablo's sick, not the kid, but he still sent him to daycare.
Yeah, no, not the kid, Pablo. But the kid's well on his way at this point, let's be real.
For real, though.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to start with, I swore I wasn't going to do this again today. Callie's in Oak Creek. Hey, Callie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got it right. And I am going to put you first because you were the tiebreaker last time. So, Callie, is Pablo the jerk for sending a sick kid to daycare? What do you think?
I think not the jerk.
Go on.
I think if the child doesn't have any symptoms and if he's still working from home, off he goes to daycare.
And that's it? Okay.
So you're saying the kid's not sick nor presenting
anything.
He's still
working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if the child had, you know, some cold symptoms or flu symptoms or whatever, then that's a different story, which I don't know if he did or not. But I'm assuming you wouldn't knowingly send your sick child to daycare. Because then you are a big old jerk. But
you're sending a kid who's living with somebody with a fever. So
clearly you're sick. So you got to assume the rest of the house has a chance within the next 48 to 72 hours of catching something.
They're carrying it, boy.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, all right. Well, we appreciate you, Callie. She said not the jerk. We're going to see what everybody else says. Have a good day, girl.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
You too. Day two. Getting it.
Uh-huh. All right. Dottie is in Milwaukee. Hey, Dottie.
Hey there.
Okay, Callie said not the jerk. Is Pablo the jerk for sending his kid to daycare when Pablo is sick and working from home, has a fever?
Yes, he is. He is the jerk.
She said, yep.
Speak on it, Dottie. Speak on it.
Go ahead.
Okay, for one, he has a fever, which means he's contagious. That child has whatever he has.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take the 48 hours for it to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we're sending that child to the daycare. They are spreading it to all them other children.
Mm-hmm. And ruining everyone else's week.
Exactly. So kids have to stay at home. The single mothers have to stay at home.
Yeah.
And I'm a single mom. I do not send my child. If I have a fever, my child's not going to daycare.
So triggered her because she's going, yo, like I have no one to call when I can't go to daycare. So don't screw up my daycare for me is what she said.
Don't get the other kids sick. You're already home. It's not like you got to go anywhere.
True. I got a question, though. I got a question, Dottie. And I hear what you're saying, and honestly, I'm kind of on your side, but what about it's not daycare, it's school? You're still running a fever. Are you not sending your kid to school then?
Say they're in middle school, high school. Either. There's children in that classroom.
Ooh, speak on
the
Dottie.
You have no idea what you have.
True.
You know, it could be anything. You know, you're spreading it around to all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And then it goes home to the parents. The parents have to miss work because you want to send your child to school to take care.
Yeah, I'll give
all
her
of a sudden
much.
You're a super spreader.
Hey, look, my kids are okay alone now, but boy, there were 10 years there where they could not be alone. And when they get sick and you're a single parent, it is hell when you have a job.
Yeah,
it is a thing.
You
it's
know,
an
I
issue.
I have a 3-year-old. I have an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. Mm-hmm.
Right. Nah,
I hear you. All right, well, Dottie said jerk. We're totally split down the middle now.
50-50. Appreciate the call, Dottie.
Bye, Dottie.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Last but not least, Tony's in Hartford. Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker today because Dottie said jerk. Callie said not the jerk. Is Pablo a jerk if he has a fever, yet he's still working from home, but he sends his kid to daycare?
I do not think so. DZ actually just hit my point on the head. Mm. If this is a school-age child, you are 9 times out of 10 still sending your kid to school.
Mm.
So what is the big difference of daycare? And if the kid is not showing symptoms, isn't having a runny nose, isn't coughing, isn't, again, showing any symptoms of sickness, I don't see the reason of holding the kid back, especially if you are still trying to get some work done, so you are still on your daily schedule also.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because what if you go 2 weeks, the kid never has a symptom, and the whole right. time you're dying? Like, at what point do you go, the kid's not sick? Kids are back. Yeah.
And honestly, I'm thinking about, like, related experiences. We've had moments in recent past where Sammy's been a little congested, and mm-hmm. we ask, hey, do you want us to hold him back? And or my wife's a little congested. Do you want us to keep the kid back? I'm assuming he asked if it was cool to bring him still, and the daycare said cool, right?
I would hope.
He's a jerk and didn't ask and just assumed and sent him.
No, he pulled up and he said, yo, two-year-old, walk in yourself. The kid had to walk in. Unbuckle yourself and get in. I'm not walking you anywhere.
We're talking about. Is always a good idea, too, but
I don't
think he's a jerk in this situation.
Okay, so that's not the jerk.
I respect it, Tony.
It means that this has been approved to send your kid. I know that, you know, Dottie's screaming in her car right now, and I feel that, but you came around, Tony, and made it not the jerk today. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
You guys too.
Okay, so it's not the jerk. I mean, I didn't get a chance to really read the text a lot. Somebody said, what if the kid was the one who got him sick? I mean, this is the problem. We don't have all the details.
We never know, especially with kids. They're mm-hmm. just susceptible to germs. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, since when do we keep kids home when the parent is sick? Wow. This is what I was saying.
Since 2020, dog.
Since 2020, when everybody got crazy about it. That's when. I mean, what's any more questions? Were you alive
the past
4 years?
Where you been?
My God. Hey, somebody got an OWI, and we got to talk about it next. It's crazy. DZ, can you believe my 10-year-old Hudson asked if he could watch the big game on Sunday with his dad and not me?
Really?
Rude. I said fine.
Wait, well, hold on, though. I was going to say, hold on, though. Their dad was a baller, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he played
didn't
football.
Didn't he play ball?
Yeah,
okay,
he
well, come on.
I said to him, you don't want to watch the halftime show with me?
Wow.
I come for Usher. That's why I'm here. Are you kidding me?
You don't want to watch the real entertainment?
Rude. I said, fine, you want to watch the Super Bowl with your dad? Watch it with your dad.
Allie said, you want to watch the game?
I said, nobody's going to watch the game. No, they are. But I had to bring up, if you missed it, because so much stuff happens. And we had the Grammys this week. I mean, Toby Keith died last night. If you missed that, a big country star.
I didn't even know that.
Country star, 62 years old, has been battling stomach cancer. He died. But something that happened that you might have missed, it might have gone under your radar, was that Patrick Mahomes' dad got arrested. Do you see he got an OWI?
Oh, senior, bro.
But it happened
It
happened the weekend, 1 week before the Super Bowl. Like, and now, he's getting all these questions about it, which is a total distraction to the game, of course.
Well, yeah, of course, naturally. Perfect timing, Pops. Well, not to blame him. Like, honestly, the dad's just living his life in the home state of Texas, but wilding.
It says that he got pulled over. He had an open beer in the car. He had multiple chances to passed the sobriety test and was not doing very well, so he got arrested in Tyler, Texas. So Patrick Mahomes Sr., he's out on $10,000 bail. This is at least his third DWI, which means he needs rehab.
He's got a few.
Yeah, he's got to go
He's got a few.
This
and
is
he
not
could,
good.
He could face some time for this. I mean, I honestly doubt
he's already, he was already sentenced to 40 days in jail in 2019 for a DUI. So this is the third. Now he can face up to 10 years.
Up to 10 years, And he's going to go, he's going to do probably another 40 to maybe 60 days. Honestly, status is going to drive this a little bit. But the reality is, this is now multiple, right?
Yeah.
But people like this, I think it's going to be okay, right? One, because they got money. Two, they're in Texas. I'm going to just say that. And three, he's still able to travel to go to the Super Bowl. So they're not really taking this all that serious. Not to say it's not
serious,
right?
They should, because he's lucky he didn't kill somebody or himself. This is his at least his third one. Like, this guy's got, I know it's easier to say, just go to rehab. Somebody has to want to go, obviously. But
I mean,
at what point are you like,
bro, we live in Wisconsin. They'll leave you as many options and opportunities with an OW, no matter how many you get. They're going and just slap the wrist.
That's sad for Patrick. Crazy. Well, it just goes to show you can be on top of the world. You can be on your way to possibly winning your third Super Bowl. And you still have family issues and family drama that you cannot get away from, right? Like, no matter who you are.
It only further proves.
Yeah, that
we're all real human beings, boy.
And he's just trying to get ready for the game. Well, that's unfortunate, but that happened this week. Patrick Mahomes' dad got another DUI. But the game is on Sunday. I can't believe it's already here. And Usher will be doing the halftime show. Let's go. Kiss FM. Wow, woke up to a death in the celebrity world today, and a lot of people,
shocker,
when I told them, were like, what? They didn't
realize.
No,
this was a real shocker.
Yeah, a very big celebrity passed away last night. We'll get into it next. Right now, here's the latest from Dua Lipa. Houdini, 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
DZ.
Yeah.
Did you know? I can't laugh about this as I'm about to say he passed away, but did you know Toby Keith has a song called Who's Your Daddy? I just can't.
If I say I knew that, does that make me cool? Does that make me cool if I say I knew that?
Kind of, because I'm looking at all the Toby Keith songs. Toby Keith passed away last night, everybody. Way too young, 62, died from stomach cancer. And I got to tell you, I woke up and I'm like, Toby Keith died? Like, I'm not into country, but if you're not into a genre of music and you still know somebody from that genre, that means they're famous. Like, if
that's
you don't
when you know they were.
Yeah. They were big.
No, just they were big. They were big. I know who Toby Keith was.
Yeah, it'd be like if you didn't like rap, and then I named a rapper, and you knew who they were. You'd be like, well, that's famous, right? Like, same thing.
When Biggie died and the whole world knew exactly who we was talking about, that's big.
Exactly. So Toby Keith, unfortunately, passed away. You'd seen him losing a lot of weight, which, you know, stomach cancer, not a surprise, and cancer at that. Yeah. So he had received chemo, radiation, surgery, but he eventually passed away last night with his whole family around at 62 from stomach cancer. So the reason I brought up the Who's Your Daddy was because I wonder if we even have any Toby Keith in our system, because I know who he is, but I don't remember ever playing a Toby Keith song. But you never know. Sometimes they do songs with other people, you know?
Man, I could start riffing off one song, and one song in particular, and everybody know the party's about to crack.
You know what? Is it what I think it is?
It might be.
Is it what I think it is?
I'm not a country guy, but I'm not the only one that knows this bop, bro. When I say it runs,
it's gotta be this one. It's gotta be this one. Hold on.
Talk to me. Talk to me now.
Hold on. Is it this one?
Talk to me now.
Is it this one?
Boy. Hey.
Red Solo Cup.
Talk that talk.
Red Solo Cup.
Talk that talk. Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle. Hey.
You know what? Give respect where respect is due. Toby Keith saying, Who's Your Daddy? And Red Solo Cup. And I feel like he should be acknowledged for that. I'm just saying. So
this man was a legend. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, I don't listen to country, but should have been a cowboy. Red Solo Cup. Mm-hmm. I mean, Who's Your Daddy?
Beer for My Horses.
There you go. Boom. Come on, man.
Oklahoma Breakdown.
That I'm not as familiar with, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I love this bar.
I love this bar.
You know what? Bum, bum.
That was my first country song. That was my first country song. My kind of place.
Why am I so? I'm so embarrassed. I'm having to admit I like Toby Keith. This is for you, just because you passed away. I love this bar.
The front door.
How many times have I been in a bar?
On my face.
Somebody puts this on the jukebox. You're like, hold on, I know this song.
Uh huh. Come on now. I remember the video. Bro, this man behind a cage getting beer bottles thrown. Man, Toby Keith is a legend. R.I.P. to the GOAT.
My gosh, can I say one thing? Who are we? Who are we? All of a sudden,
we like country music.
We're country connoisseurs. You're welcome.
Can we play country music on KISS FM?
Some. Very
careful
little.
What you wish for.
Yeah, be careful, people. Don't forget, we have a big concert announcement coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm very excited about this one.
I mean, if I say anything else, I feel like I might just slip up, bro.
Yeah,
so
don't say
I
want
to keep. I want to keep it cool. It's a decent announcement. It's all right.
We have big mouths. Let's be real.
That's why I'm trying to keep it low key.
Right. It's Ali and DZ, 103.7 KISS FM. You know what's 1 week from tomorrow, DZ?
I don't. What?
You better. You're the one in a relationship. What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I know exactly what it is. I was just testing you.
It's the devil's holiday. It's Valentine's Day.
Chill out.
No, I'm kidding. Valentine's Day, everyone. 1 week from tomorrow. It's next Wednesday, okay? Now, I would like to play a little game called What Would You Put on Your Custom Candy Hearts? Because this was fun. I got to do this last year, and I made things that said, you'll do. That would be one of my hearts. You'll do.
I guess.
I guess. That's another one. I love me. I wrote that, one.
Is that how the I Heart Me little studio yes. decoration came about?
There is a... in fact, I'll take a picture of it and put it up because it's something I made... I don't know. It must have been 2019-ish. They said, Allie, we're making Valentine's Day cards. And I said, for what? I came in all irritated. I go, who's making...
Why?
You're making me make a... Here's the construction paper. Here's all the stuff. Can you just do it? And I said...
Arts and crafts.
Fine. I'll make a stupid Valentine. So I wrote one that said, I heart me. And it was for me. I said, I'm making myself one then. You're going to force me to make a Valentine in this place. And I did.
Yeah, nobody said who.
And then that was it. And I did it. And the job was done. So I then taped that on the studio wall, which has lived there for 5 years now.
So it's been there since. It's now a fixture.
That's
We've hidden fives behind
100%. It's my custom heart. So I want to know if you could make your own custom hearts, what would they say? Like, would yours be like, yo, Aaron, or you, I was going to say something really inappropriate. I don't know.
No, stop. I know what I'd put on my custom hearts.
What would you put on them?
Sorry you got stuck with me.
You know what? Bravo. That was a good one. Aaron likes that one, I heard.
Thanks for our perfect voice. That's what I put on Candy Hearts. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. 414.
Without you, I'd suck.
Oh, that's a good one. Or how about with you, without you, I'd suck less. That sounds like something
there
I would
you
put
go.
On
That's
heart.
A good one. That's
without
a good
you.
One.
414-533-1037. DZ's going to have the nice ones, the I love yous, and I'm going to have the you'll do. That's the one. You'll do.
Close enough.
Close enough. There's a good one. I would put that in front
That's
of my candy
one.
Heart. Close enough.
Let's hear yours.
414-533-1037. These are going to be really funny. We'll talk to you next. You'll do. You'll do. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about what we would put on our custom candy hearts for Valentine's Day next week. Paulina in Milwaukee wrote in, she texted in, said she would put, I've done worse.
Oh, goodness gracious, Paulina.
That is a good one. Some other texts we got, you married up, just do the dishes.
Whoa, hey, yo.
Another one we got. What would your custom heart say? These are texts. Somebody said, boy, bye.
Hit him with the times. Future lines. Boy, I'm bye. Good, love, and joy.
Let's go to our callers because she was very insistent she must go first today. She said, mine's so good. Mine's so good. Let me go first. I don't want anyone to say mine. And I said, no problem.
Say less.
I might be the only one laughing, but I thought it was funny.
Amanda?
Lay it on us.
You're married, so I have no idea where you're going to go with this, but what are you going to put on your custom candy heart?
Well, me and my husband are always joking around anyway, but I put down, call me Mamie. Hey, I just met you, and this
no!
is crazy.
Get but hang up on Amanda.
Call me Mamie.
No!
Oh, Amanda. Do you know when somebody texted in? They said, how about, sorry, I'm gay.
Oh, my gosh. Who are you giving that to?
Somebody else texted in, how about, nah, I'm good.
That's a good one. No, thank you.
Amanda.
Nah, bro.
We liked yours. She said, nah, bro could be one.
Nah, bro could
yeah.
be one.
It could be
But
one.
Call Me Maybe is a good one, man. Mm-hmm. And now you got everybody thinking about that dang song.
See?
Way to go.
Thanks for nothing, Amanda.
I aged myself, by the way.
That's fine.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
All right, next up, let's go to Aaron and Racine, who, by the way, is on day 4 of calling in. One more day and you've got your
let's
own theme
go.
Song, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo.
Get it, girl. Okay, what are you writing on your custom candy hearts next week?
All right, I have two. And it's either not tonight or make it quick.
And my husband would totally agree. That would probably be my heart.
Make it quick.
I'm telling you, why they always think it's got to be an hour-long performance like they're going to the Grammys. Like, enough! Like, how many women have felt this way?
Kids, I'm tired. Let's
enough.
Get this over and done with.
Amen. You know what? I'm not even in a relationship, and I feel you so hard.
Aaron, I don't know if we can get her a theme song. She's doing too much already.
Oh, man. Aaron.
Actually, no, those are good. Those are good.
That was good. We will talk to you tomorrow for day five, right, okay? Bye.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
Anna in Milwaukee texted in, can't touch this.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's a good one. Oh, my goodness. You can text in what you would put on your candy hearts. 414-533-1037. That's what we're talking about today. Okay, the next person is a regular, and I'm dying to hear what she's going to say. Let me pull up her song. Give me a second.
Oh, my goodness. You know who it is.
You gotta know who it is.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
I'm different, I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I sure am.
Saucy Sandra's in the house today.
Hey there, hey my friends.
Hey.
Morning.
My heart would totally say thanks, but no thanks. I'm good. I got
thanks,
this.
Thanks, but no thanks.
She said, I'm good.
I'm good.
She gave us she gave us 10 different hearts right now.
You stay over there.
You know what?
People, another one?
Somebody texted in, they would put thank you next on their custom candy. That's
goodness
a good one.
Gracious.
Somebody texted in, they would put, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I got this ring.
Yeah, snap. Hey,
that was just proven. That was just proven. They showed a video of her cleaning, so
fair. Somebody else texted in, they would say just no thanks with a period at the end, by the way, with a period at the end.
Period. That's it. Right. You gotta have the period.
Period.
Yeah. What else are we putting on our candy hearts? Anything else, DZ? You got any more?
I got one more for y'all. I got one more for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about the future.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know what? I got one for you because
I'm sorry in advance.
Wait. I'm sorry in advance. Sorry. Yes.
That's a good one. You know what? I'm going to leave with this one. I just got a text from a guy who I haven't talked to since November. This guy, this guy out of nowhere, who just sent me a text, who's listening to this segment, and said what he would put on his candy heart. I don't care because you know what's on mine? Lose my number.
Oh, snap. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.